Good morning, and welcome once again to the Read Mavad Daily Devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, February 21st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, He came to us in the Holy Spirit. Our text taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Pastor Chris says, many still grapple with what the Lord Jesus meant in the verse above when he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Some think he's referring to the second coming or the rapture, but that's not what he's talking about in that verse. To understand what Jesus meant, you have to stay in the context and understand his message with your spirit, not with your senses. When you study the full chapter, you'd observe that he continued the same interesting discourse till he got to the 16th verse where he said, And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The term another is the Greek phrase allos parakletos, meaning another of the same kind. Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit at that point. Then he said, You know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. How did the Holy Spirit dwell with them at the time? Wasn't he supposed to come on the day of Pentecost? That tells us something. He wasn't talking about the Holy Spirit alone. He was also referring to himself. To drive that point home, he went back to what he said in our theme verse. I will come again and receive you unto myself. Then in verse 18 he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. How and when would he come to them? In the 20th verse he said, At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. What day was he talking about? Evidently, he was talking about the day when the Holy Spirit comes. So, when he said, I will come to you, he meant, I'll come to you in the Holy Spirit. And thanks be unto God, on the day of Pentecost, he fulfilled that promise. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. He's in you today in all his fullness. Praise God. Please take this prayer with me. Thank you, blessed Heavenly Father, for the fullness of the Spirit in me. And the glory and excellence of my life as a result of your indwelling presence. By the Holy Spirit, my faith is strengthened and stirred to do the will of God. And fulfill God's purpose for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read John chapter 14, verse 23, and John chapter 14, verses 15 to 20. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, So when he said, I will come to you, he meant, I will come to you in the Holy Spirit. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.